नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा संबुद्धस्स। हेलो, दिस इज लाल फ्रॉम पियोधम्मा.नेट। बिफोर स्टार्टिंग ऑन दिस टॉपिक, आई वुड लाइक टू मेंशन दैट आई हैव पोस्टेड थ्री न्यू एसेज इन अदर सेक्शंस एट द वेबसाइट सिंस पोस्टिंग द लास्ट देसना इन दिस सेक्शन। आई विल प्रोवाइड द लिंक्स टू दोज। They are relevant to this section. They are part of the bigger picture and clarify what is being discussed in this section on living Dhamma. In the last desana, we discussed one application of Paticchasamuppada that can happen during this life. Paticchasamuppada can explain anything that arises in this world. How it undergoes viparinama or unexpected change during its existence and it eventually dies. I will in this post give the Paticchasamuppada sequence for reference. So you may want to print it and have it ready when you start listening. Paticchasamuppada describes the time evolution of absolutely anything in this world. Anything that arises is a sankata, whether it is a thought or a whole planetary system like our solar system. Anything arises due to one or more causes, and it exists for a short time or a long time. And then eventually dies. This is true for a thought or a chitta that lasts only for a billionth of a second, or to our solar system that lives for billions of years. Something that starts to arise due to past causes will go through the normal process of undergoing viparinama. While it grows and then eventually it dies. My favorite example is an apple. It is born in an apple tree and then it matures, it ripens, and then starts withering away and becomes a dry pulp after several days sitting on a kitchen counter. So you can do a simple experiment. Just leave a ripened apple or any fruit on the kitchen counter. You may want to keep it on top of a plastic bag in case it starts decomposing. Watch it over several days and see what happens to that apple. This is a good meditation object. Whenever you want to contemplate on the anicca nature, you can recall later on what happened to that apple. So it is important to do the experiment so you will see what happens to that apple with time. It looks good first, but after a couple of days it starts to wrinkle and then to either dry out or become a liquid mess depending on the temperature in the room. What happens to that apple is what happens to all of us. Even though we will discuss this anicca nature in detail later, I thought this example would be a good start. The time evolution of a sankata is discussed in the post Root Cause of Anicca, Five Stages of a Sankata. On the other hand, we can stop future sankata from arising by not contributing to causes that lead to their arising. Many people are confused about these two entirely different things. The decay of something that has already arisen and stopping the arising of something. So those two are two different things. And they are discussed in the post Nirodha and Vaya, two different concepts. So let's take an example and see how a thought arises. A thought always arises due to a sense input that comes in. We tend to think that such a sense input comes through only one of the five physical senses of seeing, hearing, etc. But most of our thoughts are actually triggered by Dhamma that come to our minds. The mind is the sixth and the most important of the six senses. We may be lying down at night with our eyes closed, so there are no sense inputs coming through the five physical senses. But there will be many thoughts running through our minds. This is discussed in two posts and maybe more, but I will give the links to the two posts. One is Our Two Worlds, Material and Mental, and What Are Dhamma, A Deeper Analysis. Even though the second post above is an advanced post, one can get the basic idea of how we get sense inputs through our minds. So you may just want to scan through and see, try to grasp the main idea. When such a thought arises due to any of the six senses, we tend to start generating more vachi sankhara on that thought object, especially if it is something we really like or something that we really don't like. We may be generating vachi sankhara for long times in some cases, but that always starts with the mano sankhara that arises due to a thought coming to the mind via the six senses, as we discussed above. This is important to understand. All of a sudden, we may start thinking about a work-related thing or a friend who lives somewhere else, and these thoughts just come into our minds. All sense inputs are due to kamma vipaka. They are normally not strong kamma vipaka, and there are uncountable number of them waiting to come to our minds. That is how we get these seemingly random thoughts coming to our minds. They are not random. I have talked about this in previous desanas, but now I want to discuss this with the Paticca Samuppada, and hopefully that will make it even more clear. What I mean is that what happens after a thought process starts. A thought process starts due to a kamma vipaka, even though it may not be a strong kamma vipaka, but that's how it happens. But what we want to focus now is what happens after that thought process starts. Let us take an example. It is easy to see this when someone hits you or someone gives you a massage. Both are sense inputs to the body, and one is a bad kamma vipaka and the other is a good kamma vipaka, getting a massage. As we discussed before, we can avoid some kamma vipaka by controlling the conditions, but if we do get a sense input that is due to a kamma vipaka, like getting hit by somebody is due to a bad kamma vipaka, a random thought coming to our minds about a friend who is living far away is a negligible kamma vipaka. And as we discussed earlier, when such kamma vipaka comes in, it is not possible to avoid the feeling or vedana that comes with it at that initial moment. If someone hits you, you will feel the pain even if you are an arahant. That is due to a past kamma. And the type of thought generated is called a manosankhara. It is automatic. And it may have different components of feelings in that vedana. So let us focus on a specific case. Let us take the extreme case of getting hit by somebody, a known enemy. So the start of the sequence is pasa paccaya vedana. Getting hit by an object leads to bodily pain. Here it is just pasa and not sampasa. If a piece of dirt gets into one's eye, that would also not be a sampasa. That would be just pasa, just a contact. It is important to realize that sampasa happens only with mind contacts, where sun is involved, where we incorporate anger, greed, joy, compassion, and chaitasika like that. So coming back to our example, regardless of whether one is an arahant or not, one will feel the bodily pain when getting hit by an object. But for an arahant, that is the only vedana or feeling. For a normal human being, there's going to be other types of vedana that are generated automatically. A normal person will get angry, and even an anagami will be at least annoyed. So you can see that those added feelings can vary depending on the person. So to make it very clear, let us restate what we discussed. An arahant will feel the physical pain. A normal human will feel the physical pain and also anger in this example. So this anger is the extra component that is due to our gati. So it can have a wide range. Again, that second type of vedana of anger is the automatically generated vedana, that is a part of that mano sankhara, as we discussed also in earlier posts at this section. That mano sankhara arises automatically due to one's gati. So the critical point is that in the case of a normal human, now a brand new paticca samuppada cycle starts with avijja paccaya sankhara, which is absent in the case of an arahant. So the initial arising of the paticca samuppada cycle was automatic and was triggered by the pain that was caused by a kamma vipaka, getting hit by someone. Within a split second, that led to the arising of automatic manosankhara due to avijja. Avijja paccaya sankhara, that is the beginning of a paticca samuppada cycle, akusala mula paticca samuppada cycle. Initially, these are all manosankhara, which comes automatically. The physical pain and the anger are felt simultaneously by a normal human. Since the arahant does not have avijja, there would be no such paticca samuppada cycle arising in him or her. An arahant will feel the physical pain, but that will be all. He or she will not generate any hateful thoughts about that person, regardless of who it is, which means there will be no paticca samuppada cycle starting with avijja paccaya sankhara. So if you are not familiar with paticca samuppada, you may want to read some posts in the paticca samuppada section. So it is quite important to understand how in this particular case, akusala mula paticca samuppada cycle started off automatically due to one's gati. Now that mano sankhara now leads to a new vijnana via the step sankhara paccaya vijnana. This is a bad vijnana rooted in taking revenge or getting back to whoever caused that initial bodily pain. Now with annamanya paccaya that I discussed in a previous post, we have the backward process of Vijnana Paccaya Sankhara, which means the new Vijnana for taking revenge starts more Sankhara. Now, these new Sankhara are Vachi Sankhara. One is now either talking to oneself or even saying things out loud about whoever hit him. So now the Paticca Samuppada cycle now proceeds backwards, generating more Sankhara, Vijnana Paccaya Sankhara, and these are Vachi Sankhara now. So these Vachi Sankhara now also lead to the forward step of Sankhara Paccaya Vijnana and leads to strengthen that bad Vijnana of taking revenge. Now all this does not take that much time. It can happen within seconds. This is the critical point at which we have the power to stop that whole Paticca Samuppada cycle. Even if we started saying something bad out loud to that person, we can think about the bad consequences of a possible escalation of the situation and stop. We can say, I don't want to get down to your level. I am not going to retaliate for what you did, and just get out of there if possible. The other person may or may not come to his senses, but it is our responsibility for our own sake to try to stop the situation from getting worse. On the other hand, an undisciplined person will immediately start generating Vachi Sankhara on how to retaliate. If it is a known enemy, he is likely to hit back very quickly and forcefully, or at least get back verbally. Either way, the other person is likely to respond and the situation is likely to get worse and worse. Here is the value of getting good at Satipatthana or Anapanasati, and it is one critical way to change our gati for better. Those who have cultivated Anapanasati or Satipatthana may be able to hold off by taking a time out, even if the initial reaction or the Manosankhara are those of angry thoughts. We do have control over those Vachi Sankhara and we can put a stop to them. So in the step Avijja Paccaya Sankhara, that initial Mano Sankhara is only a fraction of the Sankhara that could be generated during this event. The important point is that we can stop that at that early stage, if we learn to act with Satipatthana or mindfulness. We can think about the possible bad consequences of such bad Sankhara or bad thoughts and stop them. I keep repeating myself because this is a very important point and needs to be explained in detail. If one can contemplate on this sequence, one should be able to grasp how well Paticca Samuppada can explain a given situation. Now, Paticca Samuppada cycles can be quite different from one case to another. Some cycles run for a short time, like the above discussed cycle, if it was stopped at the Manosankhara stage. However, if one did not act with mindfulness, Sankhara Paccaya Vijnana step can keep occurring, fed by the backward step of Vijnana Paccaya Sankhara. Here, the initial bad Vijnana formed by the Vijnana Paccaya Manosankhara gets replaced by Vijnana Paccaya Vachi Sankhara, the backward step. And then it goes forward. Now as Vachi Sankhara Paccaya Vijnana, giving food to that bad vijnana of getting taking revenge. Therefore, if we just let ourselves proceed with that initial reaction, we may start generating many, many more bad vachisankhara based on that initial reaction. And so the bad vijnana is strengthened due to those bad vachisankhara that are conscious and deliberate. It goes sankhara pachaya vijnana, building up that bad vijnana. An angry vijnana focused on retaliation. That vijnana then forces one to generate more bad vachisankhara and becomes a powerful loop going back and forth. So here and in many places throughout, the backward process can occur in these paticca-samuppada cycles. And all this happens in a split second and will lead to that vijnana getting stronger and also many more vachisankhara being generated. So it is important to note that we could have stopped this akusala mula paticca samuppada cycle by acting with satipatthana or mindfulness. This is a habit to be cultivated. Initially, we may not be able to catch and stop such vachisankhara immediately. We may only think about that only after it developed into even a bad situation. That is fine. That is how one starts this process. But you need to make a determination not to let that happen in the future. The next step in the paticca-samuppada cycle starts even while those previous steps are still taking place. Vijnana sankhara pachaya vijnana and vijnana pachaya sankhara, going back and forth. It is not a one-way process and it is not a clean step-by-step process either. These points are important and need to be contemplated on. It may take more than one listening to grasp all these complexities. Even though these are complex and intermingled, it all makes sense if you think about in the context of your own experience. So the next step is vijnana pachaya nama rupa. Now this person will be generating nama rupa appropriate for that situation. For example, he may be visualizing possible scenarios on how to retaliate, and also visualizing any previous incidents that he had with that person. Then comes nama rupa paccaya salayatana. Salayatana means six senses. All six sense faculties will be focused on the current situation and is compatible with that bad vijnana of how to take revenge. Then comes salayatana paccaya passo. Here it is all sampassa, which means whatever he sees, hears from that other person will feed his anger. Most importantly, his mind will be working over time, absorbing that feedback in a negative way. This leads to passa paccaya vedana. This is the vedana that arises due to sampassa, or it is called sampassa ja vedana. It is all mind made and is 100% due to his gati. As we discussed earlier, if it was an arahant, there would be no such sampassa ja vedana. So you may want to read the post, "Oh, vedana feelings arise in two ways." This vedana due to sampassa is complex. It includes anger in this particular example. Now vedana paccaya tanha, he is now getting bonded or fused to that situation. He cannot let it go. That is what tanha really means. And you may want to read the post, "Tanha how we attach via greed, hate, and ignorance. The more he generates those vachisankhara and gets an angry feedback from the other person, the more he gets bound to that situation. That means tanha. It will be hard for him to walk away from it now. So tanha pachaya upadana, and he pulls it closer and closer to his mind. Then comes upadana pachaya bhavo, leading to a new existence of an angry person. And then he will be born an angry person, bhava pachaya jati. So all this happened very quickly, within seconds or minutes. And during that time, many of those steps in the paticca-samuppada cycle will run backward and forward. It is not a linear process, as we mentioned earlier. So now, once he born an angry person, he will be capable of doing whatever an angry person would do. It does not matter whether he is a model citizen normally in his life. Now he is born in a different state of mind, temporarily. He may utter harsh words and even try to hurt the other person physically. However, like all jati or births, this will also go through jara, marana, etc., and will come to an end. So the next day or even hours later, he could be back to normal, possibly the good citizen that he was. And he may regret very much what he did. Having regrets about what one did is part of the suffering in this life itself. Of course, he would have suffered during the incident too, being verbally and even physically abused by the other person. But the suffering does not end there, as we will discuss briefly below. So we can see that jati in general is not restricted to being born a human or an animal or a deva or anybody else. During a lifetime, we generate infinite number of jati. We can become a bad person one day and a model citizen the very next day, helping out an old lady to cross the street. We can be born in an angry state for just a few minutes. Then we can go to a party and become happy, or be born in a happy state for a couple of hours. In the Jati Dhamma Sutta, the Buddha described why anything and everything in this world come to existence as a jati, whether it's a thought or whether it's a planetary system, or a tree or an apple or a human or anything else. Normally we think jati or birth as being born a human, a dog, a cow, etc. But as we saw above, we can be born in many jati in a given day. It can be even a single chittaviti. A chittaviti is born, it runs its course and comes to an end. Any given jati can be explained with the paticca-samuppada cycle. Another way to put this is to say that the arising of any sankata is a jati, and can be explained with the paticca-samuppada cycle. Our example of an apple is always a good example to think about, because we can actually see the whole lifetime of that apple up to its death. It is also a jati. Here, a jati of an inert entity, an apple. Actually, the whole paticca-samuppada cycle for an apple is a very complex and deep one, and we will not get to that for a long time to come. It starts actually as a mind process, so that is why it is a bit difficult to understand. So getting back to our discussion, this is why it is not really correct to label a given person as a good person or a bad person. Any person, unless an arahant, can be good or bad to varying degrees depending on the situation. As long as we have not removed gati associated with the given jati, we can be born in that jati. Another key point to understand is that we may be able to go through many years in our lives without really knowing our hidden gati. A given gati comes to the surface only under suitable conditions. This is the Samanantara Paccaya that we talked about. It's discussed in the post Anantara and Samanantara Paccaya. So, if no one got in our way, we would not get angry. This is another way of saying that conditions for us to get angry were not there. Therefore, in addition to having suitable gati, there must be a trigger for each jati to be born. Having bad gati is the same as having kilesa or defilements, and having potential to generate bad chaitasika in our thoughts. So all our previous discussions are related to this issue of how one can be born in a given jati. Those bad gati are removed permanently in four stages, starting with the Sotapanna stage. They are also called Anusaya or Kilesa that lie dormant. Anusaya means sleeping. It can be awakened. But when these Anusaya or hidden gati are permanently removed, they can never be brought back. In the above example, whether that person will be born in the angry state or not depends on how strong that gati is for that person. Many people are easy to be provoked. Anusaya is not that well hidden or suppressed for them. They get angry at the slightest insult, let alone a physical attack. Others, likely to be those with magga phala, can even bear a painful beating without generating hateful thoughts. The key is to realize that retaliation never works to our advantage during this life or over the long run. If someone insults you, it is better to remain calm and let it go. Then it would stop right there. It may be helpful here to realize that it is due to Kamma Vipaka that one got insulted in the first place. Nothing in this world happens without a cause or without a reason. The cause could lie in a previous life. One may live the best possible moral life now, but may encounter many sufferings due to past causes. For example, we know that Venerable Moggallana was beaten to death due to a remnant of an Anantariya Papakamma of killing his parents in a life deep in the past. We also know that even the Buddha came down with ailments later in his life. In the above example that we discussed, the suffering due to acting without mindfulness will not stop with this life. Letting that situation escalate would enhance one's angry gati, and if that happens repeatedly, it could become a kamma bija suitable to give rebirth in an apaya. We will discuss this aspect later in this section. However, I would like to discuss a couple of things that are critically important to comprehend at this stage. Some of these things you may not catch at the first listening, but if you read the related posts and come back and listen again, you may comprehend more. And if you come back and listen after a week or a month, you may comprehend even more. generating sankhara, especially vachi sankhara, is a critical step. Even if you don't do anything bad, having bad thoughts for a long time is constantly fueling that paticca samuppada cycle. Each time a paticca samuppada cycle runs, the bhava is strengthened, or the kamma bija is strengthened. We can generate millions of such vachi sankhara in a short time. Therefore, if one spends an hour thinking bad thoughts, that means generating vachi sankhara, one is doing a lot of damage by strengthening a hateful bhava or via a hateful vijnana. Bhava is closely related to kamma bija and also to one's gati. Furthermore, one is being born in such a bhava many, many times during that whole hour that one was generating vachi sankhara. If you had the opportunity to watch someone who is extremely upset about another person and is complaining about that person and planning to hurt that person, you were likely to be able to see how that person's personality changed during that time. He or she would be totally different person during that time. So we are born in good and bad jati many times during this very lifetime. The dangerous aspect of this is if a person keeps being born, so to speak, in an angry state regularly, then that person is making a strong bhava or a strong kamma bija to be suitable to be born in an apaya corresponding to that gati. The same is true for one who is cultivating good gati and constantly generating vachi and kaya sankhara that are good. By the way, bad kaya sankhara are nothing but stealing, killing, engaging in sexual misconduct, things like that, that things you do with your body. Good kaya sankhara are engaging in activities like giving and helping out those who are in need. Vachi sankhara are those done with speech. But as we discussed earlier, vachi sankhara also include conscious thinking or talking to oneself. So I hope you can see that paticca samuppada is only a different and maybe more systematic way of looking at what we have discussed already. Cultivating good gati and removing bad gati through anapanasati or satipatthana is discussed in the post in the meditation section number 9, Key to Anapanasati, How to Change Habits and Character or Gati. Another critical step in the paticca samuppada cycle is the Vedana Paccaya Tanha. At this step, as well as at the first step of Avijja Paccaya Sankhara, one can weaken the step by learning Dhamma. Both of those steps can be weakened by learning Dhamma, as you are doing right now. The more one understands, the weaker both avijja and tanha become. Then, at a critical threshold, they both are permanently reduced to a lower level. That first happens at the sotapanna stage. That will keep happening at the three higher stages until no avijja or tanha is left. So I hope you can see two important factors that will advance one along the path. One is to start removing bad habits and cultivating good habits, or gati. Which is also to say to abstain from dasa akusala as much as possible and cultivate habits like giving and acting with compassion. This is another way of saying that one should engage in satipatthana or anapana as much as possible. The second and even more important factor is, of course, learning Dhamma. The more one understands the basic principles, the more one's saddha or faith based on knowledge will grow, and the more one will be able to grasp deeper concepts. Not only that, this will also help with the first factor, since now one will be doing satipatthana and anapana with more understanding. So if you have been following from the very beginning of this section, I hope you have gained at least a bit more deeper insight to the very foundation of Buddha Dhamma. I always appreciate comments because that gives me a sense of where to focus on in future posts. Please don't hesitate to comment if something is not clear. May the blessings of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha be with you always.